All right, the next matter, Dalton Helena Maroney versus Kelly Lynn Majerus et al. Ms. Maroney has waived argument. Mr. Theobald for the appellees.
Good morning.
Good morning, counsel.
May it please the court, my name is Brooke Thibault and I represent the appellee. I see that since my counterpart has waived any oral argument, I'm happy just to rest on my brief unless the court has any questions.
I have a question.
I didn't think I was getting out that easy.
Sorry. Let me make the drive worthwhile for you. It seems that there's a bit of a circuit split and among our sister states on the question of what to do about cases like this one, where you have some sort of an adoption proceeding that functionally terminates parental rights. And if parental rights are functionally terminated, which I think we would agree here, when a child's adopted in Virginia, our case law says that has the effect of terminating whatever residual parental rights there would have been, how is that not a child custody proceeding under the UCCJEA, which talks about defining child custody proceeding as a proceeding in which legal custody, physical custody, visitation, including a proceeding for the termination of parental rights, those are all things that remain within the jurisdiction of the original court here. Here would be the Delaware court. So given that we in Virginia have functionally termination of parental rights as part of adoption, why would that not, you know, states are divided on this. So why should we say that that's not something that would have to have kind of fallen under the jurisdiction of the other court?
So a couple parts to that question. The first part I would say is one, well, Virginia does recognize the UCCJEA, and it also recognizes a difference statutorily with regard to the adoption statute versus the custody statute. In the instant case here, we had the custody clearly in Delaware, but if you look at the Delaware order, as well as the statement of facts in the record itself, the Delaware court did not take exclusive jurisdiction. They are careful and use the word more appropriate venue. So I say it's almost the next question that might even matter more. I don't know that's necessarily dispositive whether or not the adoption matter is considered a custody matter. I think we can assume that it is a custody matter, but we can still proceed in the adoption concurrently. We did not interrupt or stop the Delaware court's ruling. The Delaware court heard the evidence.
But by terminating the parental rights of the mother here, that does impact the custody order issued by the Delaware court. I mean, it impacts the order, which says that the mother had the right to at least try reunification should she be able to come up with a list, and, you know, things she didn't do, I admit, under the record. I'm just curious. It does impact that order.
It does impact the order, but to your exact point, the Delaware order allowed her to do certain things based on conditions, you know, set up the doctors, go visit the child, and she did none of those things. So,
but only really 2 months went by, right, from the issuance of the Delaware court's order giving her the purported right to do those things if she could meet those conditions, and the final order out of Virginia terminating her parental rights.
Correct, but the conditions that were placed in those order were placed prior to the final order too. So she was instructed to go do these things and come back to the Delaware court. She did not do them then. I do forget how much time that was or when the preceding hearing was, but she was instructed to come with names of doctors and so on. She said that she gave those to her counsel, but did not present them to the court. So there was additional time. And I'll also argue too that if it's 2 months, 8 months, 10 months, 1 month, the petitions can exist separately. So there was a custody petition and there was a separate adoption petition, both of which have different, they have to all include the best interest of the child, but both are different metrics and different standards. So both found that the mother did not visit the child, did not see the child, and would, quote, essentially be a stranger if she saw the child on the street, unquote. So in this case, the Delaware court entered a custody, sole custody order for my client and the stepmother. And then concurrently, a few months after, the Virginia court, which in fact is where the child lives. So Virginia code does say that the adoption petition shall be brought in the circuit court in the county where the child resides, which is what happened. The Delaware court had jurisdiction over its orders to enforce them, which is why they retained more appropriate venue, not jurisdiction. Jurisdiction can exist concurrently, and we see that often when people move. We have a military.
Can I ask you on that, following on Judge Larch's question? So under both states, of course, as all states do, I believe, adopt the UCCJEA. And there is, however, in Virginia, 20-146.2, that says this act, referring to the UCCJEA, does not govern an adoption proceeding or proceeding pertaining to the authorization of emergency medical care for a child. So there are two carve-outs there. And the adoption proceeding is what you are before us on today. But the question is, you know, it didn't seem that in what you asked the Accomack Circuit Court to do, you didn't ask them to terminate her parental rights. But we have Virginia case law that says if an adoption occurs, and a statute that says that's what happens, the biological mother's parental rights would be terminated as part of the stepmother adopting the child here, correct?
That is correct. So you bring up a better point than I did, right? I mean, it is an exclusive and a carve-out, and that's inartfully what I was alluding to by the two separate actions. They're governed by two separate statutes, and they're separate and distinct with separate elements.
Delaware has a carve-out that's almost verbatim the same as Virginia's on adoption as well, right?
And from my understanding, the courts did confide with each other. Our circuit court did contact the court in Delaware.
They contacted each other and talked. It's not totally clear. Well, the Virginia order is very brief on that. It doesn't say anything about that, actually, I don't believe. The Delaware refers to it, but just says we talked, and Accomack Circuit Court believes it has the authority to do the adoption, and we think we're the most convenient forum for now, or at this time, to do the custody. But I guess, so once the adoption is authorized, once it's that petition for adoption is granted by the Virginia court, the effect is essentially terminating biological mother's parental right.
Agreed.
And so, can there be visitation? And of course, a Delaware court basically just said, we gave you visitation, you didn't exercise it, you haven't seen the child in, you know, at that point, 3.5 years at least. You haven't exercised it. We could do a show cause against you. I mean, it clearly aggravated with her for not exercising the visitation, and then gave, as you said, sole legal and physical custody to the father, but started this process to allow her to, through reunification counselors, to perhaps start a visitation process if that went well. And as you said, she hadn't even given those names to the father. He's supposed to pick one of the two that she gets. But that opens the door, as Judge Lawrence said, to visitation down the road. Is it your understanding then that the father and stepmother, if that was what happened, would allow that visitation if it were ordered later by the Delaware Circuit Court? Or?
Yes, and you're sliding to the point that I would make is that the order is not prohibitive, although it does effectually terminate rights when you have an adoption order entered. It is not prohibitive. There's nothing to say that, you know, myself or anyone else could visit this child. The Virginia Code, the adoption code, recognizes, and I think acknowledges, I'll use the word abandonment, and states that, you know, consent may be waived if the mother has, or the biological parent has not seen or attempted to see, in so many words, the child within the preceding 6 months. Unfortunately, in this case, it had been 3+ years. During the pendency of her Delaware trial, the custody case, she had not seen the child. There was a guardian ad litem. Usually guardian ad litems like to see the interaction between the two. She still made zero effort, never sent one text message. So I don't believe she will, but the question is, would they be welcome to? I can tell you my clients would be, and on the
whether they're Lord, in Virginia or Texas, they would still be open to this.
It was his desire and wish for mother to be present at all times. It was unfortunately her failure that caused the situation.
Can I ask you a different question to go back? You know, I think Judge Beals makes a good point that under the UCCJEA, adoption is carved out. I think every state that has adopted the UCCJEA, which is, I think, most of them, in all those states, there's a provision carving out adoption. Nevertheless, there are states that have said in this circumstance where adoption functionally terminates parental rights, and that does sort of require under the UCCJEA, that is a termination of parental rights, and therefore that's something that has to stick with the kind of original court that has the custody order. But as I've tried to look at those other states, it seems that Virginia, while we have cases, our case law says as a matter of law, effectively, an adoption terminates parental rights. There's no piece of paper, as far as I can tell, that our case law requires that actually gets entered terminating parental rights. There's no documentation. It's not a separate proceeding that takes place as a function of law. And in other states, there is. So, for example, Colorado is a state where, and South Carolina, and some others who have said, okay, where there's an adoption that involves termination of parental rights, then the original state still, the other state can't come in. Virginia couldn't come in and modify the custody order under the UCCJEA. But there, you actually have to have a separate termination proceeding. And is that enough to kind of distinguish Virginia here? While as a function of law, sure, we say your parental rights are terminated, because there's no separate actual proceeding, then that's enough to say why this was okay.
And I'll take that one step further, too. Let's say, back to your other point in the original question, too, 2 months. Let's say it was 2 years. Does that mean Virginia is now prevented from enter any adoptive or order for adoption if there's an order from another jurisdiction or another state regarding custody visitation? So this was kind of close in time, and they did overlap a little bit. They're two separate proceedings, separate standards, separate elements. So I would say if you turn that logic backwards, or if you take the appellant's arguments to its logical conclusion, Virginia could never enter an adoption order because somewhere out there, in this case Delaware, there's an order that says she can do visitation if she does X, Y, and Z. I don't think that was the intent of the legislation. I don't think that's what the court should rule today. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
One last question.
Sure.
So both Virginia and Delaware have very similar statutes dealing with the effects of adoption and the fact that the effect is the termination of parental rights of the other person, the biological parent, correct?
Correct.
I mean, their statutes are,
as far as I understand,
very,
correct,
very
yes.
similar on that. I mean, I'm just asking.
Yeah, as far as I recall, I think they're almost the exact same language. I mean, word for word. I remember going through those at the trial level, and the code sections are almost identical, if I remember correctly, but I think they are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.